What's good, everybody? We back with another episode of We Just Be Talking. It's your host, Gold. All right, so listen, I know I said I was going to do an episode every week because, you know, Sunday was the 5-year anniversary of We Just Be Talking. We're going to do an episode every week. However, computer problems, it was crashing. I didn't have time to fix it at the time. Like, I knew what to do, but I really didn't have time to fix it based on just work and school stuff to do. So, yeah, it is what it is. Is what it is. We here now though. Expect the NFL preview episode to be next week sometime. Because the rosters again finalized in the coming days. So the NFL season starts next Thursday. So I'm expect that episode to drop like around probably Wednesday. It's probably probably Tuesday. I'm probably dropping Tuesday. We're going to drop it Tuesday or Wednesday, one of them. But Tuesday, more than likely. And, have that going. Then come around, we'll have to do the NBA preview episode soon because NBA season's coming up. So, yeah, so for those of y'all that's been missing the sports on the podcast, it will be back. It will be back. It'll be, the consistency of it will be kind of like we're doing the preview episodes initially. Then we're going to do like a week by week kind of thing, like, you know, like pick some of the games we think will be like the hot games of the week. Might even give like some, maybe look at like some betting lines and whatnot and see how they go and be like, okay, you know, I think this would be a good game you put some money on, you know, try to get y'all some bread too. So, you know, it's going to be exciting. I'm going to have fun with it. Looking very forward to it. And sometime in the next month or two, the new host will also be available then. So he'll be on. My best friend, known forever, Jock, like he'll be on. So that's going to be exciting. When he gets here, we're going to have some very good discussions just about, like, just, you know, just stuff in general, like life, just different things that, you know, black men go through. As you know, we can relate to. It's gonna be a lot of talk about like some music and stuff too, though, because like that's one thing that we enjoy is music. So it's gonna be a lot of discussions about music and everything like that. So, you know, there's gonna be a lot going on. It's a lot of good things going on. A lot of good things happening. I will be getting in touch with my graphic designer. Because I do need to get a new logo created for the podcast as well. So, hopefully we can get that done if he's doing commissions right now. Because I don't know how he, if he's has commissions open right now. So, I have to hit him up. So, hopefully he has some commissions available, some commissions opened up. And, yeah, we can go from there. We can get that out more by the end of the year. And, yeah, it's good things happening. I'm very, very excited. Good things happening. So, with all that out the way, let's get to today's topic. So today, you know, I wasn't going to talk about, I had a completely different thought process at first to talk about in regards to this episode, but just based on like how this week's been going for me, it's just like, I don't know. It's just, I feel like that's just God telling me I need to speak on this. So I'm just going to listen to my dog, Big Sandals, as they call him on the worldwide of the web. You know, they call him Big Sandals now. Hilarious. I think it's the funniest thing ever to call God Big Sandals. It's fucking hilarious to me. But, you know, it's just, I feel like one thing that we all experience in life, and excuse me to y'all, between going to these cold-ass buildings and then coming out to hell and the Savannah Desert after that, it's, my sinuses are just out of whack, and it's going to be what it be. So I apologize if y'all hear, like, sniffling and everything like that. I apologize in advance. But yeah, so I feel like a thing that we don't discuss a lot is about like elevation. And what I mean by that, I don't mean elevation as in like, you know, the literal sense of the word. I mean like spiritually, you know, like ascension in a way. You know, like you say, like, not saying like, you know, you'll be developed like a God complex, because you get to that point, something's wrong with you, you need to go see a therapist. There's also many resources you can acquire to get that handle if you start feeling like you are a God, because that's kind of insane. But, you know, it's just like when you get to a point to where, like, because we have a strange thing to where whenever something negative occurs in our life, or something that's not beneficial or pointed to us occurs, we always equate it to the devil. We say, like, oh, it's nothing but the devil. Oh, ain't nothing but the devil. Devil surely is busy. We always say these things. However, I have another perspective. Over the years, I developed another perspective. I was like, wait a minute. I say, so, you know, we say, like, you know, we know God loves us and everything like that. We know all these things. And, you know, God is fair. He's a fair God, everything like that. We know all these things. And it's like sometimes things we might think of as like a negative thing, it might be God sending us a sign saying, like, you being hard-headed. Like, this is your punishment. You're being hard-headed. Let me knock some sense into you real quick. You know, because, you know, kind of like a parent. It's not always from, like, a place, because some parents are fucked up, they toe up, but, you know, if it's from a loving place, like, okay, like, I'm going to punish you because I don't want you to, because you made a bad decision, bad choice, so this is going to be your punishment. I still love you, but you're still going to get this punishment, you know, and that's how I feel like how God treats us. God is like, okay, I love all of you. I really do. I love you all to death. I created you all. You all made in my image, so I love each and every one of you. You all, especially in your own way, because I made y'all this way. This is how I feel. This is how I view y'all. This is how I respect y'all. This is how I love y'all. But we hard headed, and we lack a lot of things. We lack patience a lot of time. We just want to get stuff done. So whenever we trying to you can sit there all day, and my therapist actually said this though, and I was like, you know, you got a solid point. You know, you could still ask God. Because this is credit to her. This is not my original thought. This is credit to her. So this is what put the thought into my head. You know, you can ask God all day for this blessing, that blessing, that blessing. But who's to say that you're ready for it? Who's to say that you're ready for it? You might not be ready for the blessing that you are asking for. It might not be your time. Like, it might be a thing where God is like, hey, okay, I'm preparing this for you. That you're not there yet. Like, this is going to be, like, I got your season all mapped out, but this is not your season yet. So just be patient. But we in a so much of a, I want it now, I want it when I want it kind of mindset with a lot of things. And, like, we don't want to put the work in or have the patience to acquire the good things that, you know, we are destined to achieve. So, well, we kind of rush it and whatnot. And, you know, and when you do that, like, God will say, okay, bro, I'm going to give you what you want. But this might not, you wasn't ready for it, so if you fumble it, it's on you. So he'll slide you the blessing, be like, here you go, you know, I got you. And then you fumble it. And he's like, dang, like, I, you know, this is what I wanted, but it's not what I wanted in the same sense. And, you know, that's not always the devil. Sometimes it's God saying, like, okay, you want to be impatient, so this is your punishment for being impatient. Like, what I had in store for you, you're going to mess it up, and that's going to be you. You have to live with the consequences of that. And honestly, I feel like that's fair. I feel like that's a very fair assessment, like, to make, like, you know, like, hey, you know, it's not always the devil that's messing over us. Sometimes it's God not even messing over us. He's just playing, like, you being hard-headed, so this is your punishment. So, you know, and that goes as far as, like, elevating, too, because a lot of times God will make you uncomfortable in the space in order for you to move in the direction he wants you to move in. Or if you are getting to a point to where you're about to achieve another level or lock or tap into something new, then things will start just happening. You know, like stuff will happen. Like, you, like, everything will be smooth and this and that. And then it's just like, boom, switch flip. And everything just starts unfolding. You're like, wow, like, this is crazy. Like, why is all this happening all of a sudden? It might be your sign that something greater is coming and you got to move around and you got to adjust and move accordingly. Like, that's even, like, for prime example, the great example of this is in the workplace. Workplace is the greatest example for this because it's like, okay, so I'm at work and, you know, I'm an entry level. I'm doing whatever. I'm doing this. I'm moving around. I'm doing what I got to do. And then, you know, I'm like, I'm happy. I'm content. I'm content. I'm happy. I'm cool. Everything's fine. Then little things just start happening. Like, people that you would talk to every day that you thought y'all were cool, they flip a switch on you and change. Or it's like you start getting a little acknowledgement from higher ups or this and that. You get these kind of things going. And then, you know, people start acting a little funny with you. You know, they start acting funny or they try to, like, you know, throw their weight around a little more. Like, you know, things like that. Like, all these things start hitting you and all that. You're like, why is all this happening? Like, I'm just chilling. Like, I'm really just doing my job. Like, I'm glad that they appreciate what I'm doing, but I'm just doing my job. Like, what's the problem? And then a couple of days later, you get presented with opportunity to move up. Move up in the company and possibly be in a spot that's higher than your coworkers at the time. And they see that as like, and then you do it quicker. And they be like, oh, well, I've been here for X amount of years and I ain't get to do that. But you only been here for 2 months and you get to this and that. You know, it like you get to that point, it's like, wow, like, you know, like you shouldn't knock someone for achieving a new level in the workplace, well, a new title in the workplace, new position in the workplace in a shorter amount of time than you did. You shouldn't be spiteful of that. Or just anything in life. Like if you went to college for instance, me, I was in college from 2013 until 2023. Have no problem, no shame admitting that. I would tell everyone that, like, yeah, I was in college for 10 years. Was it because I was failing out? No, it's just life. Like stuff was happening. Like just things were just happening in my life that was just a lot. And it took me longer to finish. That don't make me any less intelligent, any less whatever you want to frame it as, than someone that finished in 2 years or four. Like, it makes you no different. Like, at the end of the day, you have the same, if you are in the same program, you have the same, and you have the same end result at the end of the day. But not even the same program, just if you finished, you have the same end result as the next person, which is you got a certificate that goes into a nice little rectangular little book, like little frame kind of style thing, you know, a little diploma holder, you know, your little holder. It goes in there, you slide it on in there, and it says, you know, you've achieved a degree in a Bachelor of Science, a Bachelor in, what else the other ones? Damn, business, I'm drawing a blank. It's a couple of them, because you can get a BS, damn. I don't even know that, because that's what I got. That's crazy. I'm really drawing a blank right now. Damn. Because it's another one, too, because it's science. It's arts, fine arts, business administration. Yeah, it's a couple of them. It's all those degrees, though. Damn. No, I'm right. Because it's a Bachelor of Science, a Bachelor of Arts. Then you got the Bachelor of Fine Arts. Then you got the I'm so sorry. I'm retarded right now. I know I shouldn't say that word, but I feel like I'm a little slow right now. Low. My bad. I had a brain malfunction right now. It's cause it's almost time for me to go to work and I don't feel like going because people are annoying. But anyway, yeah, you know, you get things, you get one of the many degrees under the umbrellas. You get the BS, you get the BFA, the BA, the BBA, yeah, BBA. You get all these things. Like, you get all of these degrees. You got it at the end. You good. Kudos to you. You got it. It's an accomplishment. And it don't matter how long it took you to get there. You did it. It don't matter. Like, it could take you 10 years. You can go. I've seen people that go. That's one thing I would say that inspired me for sure. Like, when I went to college and I saw that they were literally people that were, like, old enough to be, like, my mom and dad. Like, they was going to class, they was getting it, they was going to class, they was studying, they passing the assignments, they passing the tests. I was like, wow, like, I couldn't, at the age I was then, which was like 18, 19, I couldn't imagine going to school, like, when I was, like, in my 50s or 60s. Like, I couldn't imagine it, but that's because I was just young and naive and I didn't know no better. But it's just, like, it's like when you see things like that, you're like, you know, it doesn't matter, like, how long it takes you to get there. Everybody's journey and path is different. It just depends on how you get there. And it's the same way when it comes to, like, you moving around in life in general. Like, with the workplace, like, if you get somewhere quicker, then kudos to you. You did your thing. I'm proud of you at the end of the day. I might not even know you personally, but it's motivating and, you know, encouraging to me to see that someone can progress quickly than their predecessors, you know? Like, it's... that's impressive to me. Like, I enjoy that kind of thing. Like, I love when I see, like, matter of fact, like, even when I was in college, like, in these last years, like, I met a lot of younger kids, and everything like that. They were younger than me. And I hate saying kids, but it's just, I'm sorry. It's no offense to it. But, you know, younger kids and whatnot, it was like in there, like, they're like 20, 21, 22, like these 23, like all these things, like all that. And, you know, to see like how much they were getting done at their age. And I was like, yeah, I was like, y'all got way more done than your age than I did. I ain't gonna lie. Like, and as they say, like, I'm not even old. I'm only 29. Like, I think I'm doing pretty well for a 29-year-old in this terrible economy. I think I'm doing pretty straight. But, you know, I was just like, wow, like, y'all, you know, y'all got, like, that good mind, the best mindset to have towards accomplishing your goals. Some of them was grimy. I ain't gonna lie. They was not good people, some of them. But a majority of them was cool people. And a lot of them I still talk to to this day. Like, they still, like, we still keep in touch, like, you know. So, it's just, like, about, like, as far as elevating in life, it's just, like, when you start going through all these things and you start progressing quickly, things start happening, that's just God's way of telling you, like, okay, this is where you want to be, but this is not where I want you to be. So we bumping heads right now. We had a disconnect. So you could be content doing this low level work, but I got a greater purpose for you. So I'm going to move you to that one way or another. And if I got to make you uncomfortable to make it push you in that direction to do it, then I'm going to do it. And that's just how he does things in general. Like, I feel like that's how God does things in general. Cause a lot of times, me personally, like, and this has happened, like, basically, this has happened almost at every job I have been to. Like, I start the job, I usually knock it out the park. I start getting asked to move to this, that, and the third, and then it start happening. Things start happening. And then when things start happening, I usually have an op form. And then when the op forms, that's usually when it's a sign that, okay, I'm about to get another spot. And I get a spot. The only place that an op didn't form was Blue Cross. Like, there is no thing of an op being formed Blue Cross, which is my current job. Things there just kind of happen. like me moving from where I started to the position I'm in now, like, all that stuff just happened. Like, That was just stuff happening. Like, it was really just, okay, you in a very stable job. You in a job that's not too strenuous. You have time to do your other things you want to do. So I feel like you're happy here. So I'm going to just keep making you happy here. Like, even when you think about leaving, I'm going to throw something your way to make you happy here. And that's how God's been moving with me. And I have been abiding by it. So it is what it is. So, you know, that's the only job where that didn't happen. But when I worked at Best Buy, it was an op form. It was a girl. It was a woman. She was a little older. She wasn't that older than me. She was probably like 5'4". No. Yeah, she was like 5 years older than me, I think. Like 5 years older than me. 5'4". Maybe 6. No, it was like 4 or 5. It was 4 or 5. She wasn't that much older. Yeah, they had her. She was there. She started. Me and her was cool at first. And then the minute when they wanted to move me to a new spot, that's when all the BS and the pettiness and all that started coming from. I'll never get her and this other guy. It was this other dude, this white guy, as a matter of fact, was pissed me the fuck off. Stole a jacket from me at work. They stole my jacket and everything because they said I didn't deserve it or I didn't earn it. It was crazy. They were stealing from me and everything. I'll never forget that. Then at Office Depot, I worked there. Office Depot. I remember the guy asked the manager for a raise because I was doing ops managerial work. I was doing stuff on that level. And I was like, hey, I said, I'm kind of doing a lot. I said, I think I deserve a pay increase. So the man looked in my face and laughed and said, well, what have you done for this company to even come ask me that? What makes you think you deserve a raise? So I told him straight up, okay. I said, okay, I'll be gone about a month. And he was like, what you mean? I said, I'll be gone about a month. And literally, I want to say a week later, I got a phone call from Best Buy to come in the interview. And it was funny how they even played out because I got the call. I didn't answer because it was from a call center. So I thought it was spam. Turned out it was from Best Buy. And I couldn't get back in touch because we had just went through the flood. We had just went through the flood in 2016. And I couldn't get in touch with because the phone lines was all messed up. So there was no way to, like, direct it to the store that called me. So I ended up driving out there. As a matter of fact, I threw on some. I didn't have a haircut, nothing. Like I'll never forget this. I didn't have a haircut or anything. Like I literally just, I was at home and I was just got done with school stuff, and I had got the call and I told my mom. I said, "Hey, mom, I said I'm about to go real quick." And she's like, "What's going on? What's going on? What's wrong? What's wrong?" I was like, "Nothing wrong." I was like, "I got a phone call about a job interview, and I really need another job because I'm not about to keep doing what I'm doing over here, and this would be better because it'll be more convenient for me. I'll make more. They pay a little more, so I'll make more money too." At the time, this was like in 2017. So I ironed up some slacks. I threw on a button down, and put on some cologne, put on a tie, and I got out the door. I drove there and I walked in. I was like, "Hey," I said, "somebody just called about a job interview and this and that." And I was like, "Oh, it was me." And I was like, "Okay." I was like, "Yeah, well, I was just in this." I was like, "Well, I didn't know if it was an interview like today or this and that." She was like, No. She said, "It's not gonna be today. We can schedule for later." And I was like, "All right, cool." And she was like, "Okay." She was like, "Well, I'm gonna push you down there." She said, Come on this day at this time. Come dress like you are now. Cause you look nice. Come dress how you are now." And I know I didn't look that nice because I had like a messed up fade. My fade was not fresh at all. And then the rest is history. I got on there. Things happened there. I left. I came back. Same thing occurred. Then on that time, the new manager at that time pulled the Office Depot on me and hit the. I said, "Hey man," I said, "I'm doing supervisor work right now. I feel like I should be getting more than what I'm paying now. Like, can I get, a higher increase in money?" And I never forget, he said, "You see that little Ballymore right there?" He said, "Go stand on it, turn it on, and press that button, and you can raise up as much as you want to." That what that man told me. I would never forget that. That man told me, and I said, "Oh, okay." And that's when B hit me up, like a week later. And I said, literally when that happened, I said, "Okay." I said, "Well, I know what's about to happen." I said, "Give about a week or two, I'll be gone." And that's when B hit me up about the job at Blue Cross. And I went there. I told him. And then he wanted to try to beg me to stay and said, "Well, I'll give you more money this and that." I'm like, "No, I asked you for that already. You said no. So you can really kiss my ass, to be honest with you. I want to say you could suck my dick, but I didn't want to be disrespectful either way. But neither here nor there." But yeah, that's how it happened. And then normally when you're about to achieve something new, some BS or something wild will come your way, and it's not always the devil. Sometimes it's just God just sending you that reminder, saying like, "This is not your last stop. This is not where I want you to end up at. I have greater plans for you. So I'm going to make things as annoying, frustrating, and as uncomfortable as I possibly can in order to get you where the hell I need to get you to go, because you don't want to listen. You're being stubborn and complacent. So I'm going to push you out of that." And that's fine by me. It's fine by me. And it's like the more BS you start experiencing, that's when you know like the greater reward is coming. Like the more BS you experience, you just gotta just persevere and have that discernment and that willpower to like not let that stop you from what you're doing. Like you can't make that let you quit. Like it's a test. Like, we always joke saying like God sent his toughest battles to the toughest soldiers. And now it's a thing like, I'm tired, like God, I'm tired of being the toughest soldier. Ah, can't talk. I'm tired of being the toughest soldier. Like, please, God. that's the meme now. But I'm tired of tough battles. But at the end of the day, I feel like that just means that you're thought highly of. You're highly favored. You're highly favored. Like, we're God's chosen people. And I feel like when you get pushed as hard as you do, like, through these different avenues, that just means that God has a lot of great things planned for you, and a lot of positive avenues and lanes he's trying to present to you, open up for you. But we're stubborn. We're very stubborn people, and we're very impatient. And those two things are detriment to us, like achieving what's meant for us. Like what's meant for you is meant for you at the end of the day. Like nothing can stop that. Like if it's meant for you, if it's meant to happen, it's gonna happen. Like you can't force it. You can't deny it. It's gonna happen. If it's your calling, what you meant to do, you're gonna end up doing it regardless. It doesn't matter. Like it's gonna happen. So you could try to deny it and fight it all you want, but something will keep happening to make you go back to what your calling is. It's just gonna happen. There's nothing wrong with that. For instance, me. Besides me, we're like engineering and stuff like that. Like, it was a couple of times where I was like, I don't know if I even want to do engineering like that. But I always find something that's making me apply what I've learned as an engineer just to everything in life. Like, there's always something coming up in my life that makes me apply what I've learned to that. And I'm grateful for it. I'm like, okay, I said, well, this is just something I'm just meant to do. Like, this is just, it is what it is. I'm meant to work with these things. Like, I'm meant to do all this. And even when it comes to, like, the creative things, like the podcast that I'm doing currently, like this, music, just everything, like, and all that art, like, things of those nature. Like, I always find myself going back, and even when I say, like, I'm not doing it anymore, this, like, even with music, like, I find myself saying, like, oh, I'm done with music. I'm not doing anything else with music. And then I end up doing something with music. It just happens. Like, I was just talking to Jock about that. I was like, yeah, like, you know, like, music and that. But I was like, I don't know, it's been, like, an itch lately I've been getting. Like, I need to scratch an itch, like, about, like, as far as music goes and whatnot. And that's around the time when everyone was saying, like, hey, you know, Trent, you know, you know a lot about rap and, you know, you like hip-hop and rap and all that. You really love music. So, you know, we know Kendrick Lamar is one of your favorite artists. So we want to see what you got to say about the Kendrick and Drake beef. Like, I had a couple people that asked me about that. It was at least several people. Like, when I posted that poll on my IG, there was at least four people that came back. And, well, not, it was more than four, actually. It was, like, at least about seven or eight. Now that I'm thinking about it, about seven or eight. That was just on IG. Like, in person, it was like another three or four. And they all asked, like, hey, I want you to talk about the beat. Like, you can break it down for us and all that. And I was like, man, I said, they done did this already on YouTube. Like, y'all go watch a YouTube video for it. And it's like, nah, we want to hear what you got to say about it. And I was like, all right, okay. So, you know, that led to that. And I enjoyed it. Like, that episode, those two episodes that I did concerning the Drake and Kendrick beef, those were two of my favorite episodes I've done on this podcast. They made me very happy to do. That's what made me say, like, okay, I still do enjoy doing this podcast stuff. I really do. When I have a topic that's really engaging and I'm passionate about, I really do still enjoy it a lot. Because that's another thing, too. Like, I saw, like, a lot of times I thought about the podcast, like, just ending it and just not making another episode. I thought about that a lot of times, like, just quitting. I mean, like, well, I'm done. I'm not worried about it. But every time I think about quitting, someone asks me, like, hey, you ain't put a podcast episode out in a while. Like, what's going on? Like, either it'll be my sister come ask me, because she listens to it all the time. It'll be my close friend. He's been on the podcast a couple of times too. Zig. He asked me, like, hey, bro, what's going on with the podcast, man? I ain't seen you posting in a while. Or just random people just asking about it. People I didn't think would even listen to the podcast. Be like, hey, man, what's going on with the episodes? I haven't seen them in a while. And I was like, man, y'all really do listen to this. So, I say all this to say in the end that when it comes to you getting thrown curveballs and just always something negative trying to come your way and all that, don't let that deter you from where you're destined to be. Just don't. Like, where greatness comes, the more greatness you achieve in life, the more bullshit you accumulate as well. Because the greater you are, the more critics you accumulate, the more knocks against you is going to be formed. Like, things of that nature just come with the territory. Like, it's a price to be great. It's a price to be great. It's a price to be great. So, you know, it's just one of those things where you just got to persevere. You got to maintain your, I won't even say humbleness, because sometimes you can be too humble. And I'm starting to learn that in life. Like, you could be too humble. Because everyone says, like, you're a very humble person. And I appreciate that. Because I try my best to remain humble. Like, I never try to get too big-headed or too high or too low. That's now. Like, I used to get really, it used to be a very extreme. So I'll get very high or very low. But now I try to keep it even keel. And so far, it's been working. Like, I haven't had any bad bouts with mental health. You know, like, when my therapist does come back out of, like, her process of getting everything situated with her practice and everything like that. Because they've been giving her the blues behind stupid stuff. They are annoying. But when she come back, I'm still going to go to her because there's still things that I need to work on personally. But I'm at a point now with the sessions we did have, I'm at a point now to where I kind of don't bring myself into that hole anymore. Like, I kind of know how to cope with things in a healthier way where I won't isolate myself or distance myself from people and I'm being more accepting of people, you know, just giving me my flowers. Just giving my flowers in a way. Like, you know, I just, everyone deserves the flowers. And I used to believe, like, nah, I don't really know that. But, you know, I'm starting to change my mindset about that. So, but just know that the greater you are, the more BS you're going to accumulate. And the more you elevate and ascend in life, the more trials and tribulations are going to come your way. Like, it's just tests. It's not always the devil. Sometimes it's tests. Now, I ain't going to lie. The devil do be busy. Sometimes it be that. Sometimes that motherfucker be busy. It be him. But sometimes it just be God just throwing you a test. We just don't like how the test is presented to us. Like, we want it, but we just don't like how it's presented to us. So, you know. But I say all that to say, at the end of the day, you just need to do what's in the best interest of you. And don't let anyone stop you from achieving where you want to go. Or if you find somewhere that you're happy in, a good lane that you settle in, is a good niche and it's fulfilling to you. Like, you don't have to make $1 million. You don't. You don't have to make $1 million. As long as you have enough to live a good life. And you can do what you want to do. You can do the things that you want to do. And you can live a good life. And you got to that place, then you're fine. You're doing great. Don't let nobody else try to deter you from that or make you think that you're doing less than or you're not doing enough. You're doing what brings you fulfillment at the end of the day. And you're living your life. And you're not on the street. You have everything you need, and you're taken care of. So, with that being said, I'm going to call this episode here. There'll be another episode tomorrow. And then next week, like I said, it's going to be the NFL preview episode that you guys wanted. Going to drop that. I promise this is going to drop next week. It's going to be either Tuesday or Wednesday that will drop. I promise. And then we'll go from there. Cause like I said, it's just a ticking time until the co-hosts start flowing in. So it's just whenever the co-hosts pop in, y'all know. We just gonna come with episode. They just gonna be there. It's gonna be like nothing changed. We're gonna keep going with it. So I bid you all adieu. And I wish you all the best. I hope you all continue to take care of yourselves and each other. If you're in the South, stay safe in this heat because, you know, we've been getting flame broiled and sauteed for a couple of months now. So yeah. Stay hydrated. Peace out.